We are down to our last half hour of paint talk here at Rosie on the House. If you've been following along in our home maintenance calendar, October has been paint month. We've talked about color selection. We've talked about proper paint selection. We've talked about proper sheen selection. We've talked about proper application. We talked about color last week with a color therapist. I think that was a simpler name, basically a color therapist. We've talked about, in this half hour, tools to spend money on, tools not to spend money on. Down to our last half hour, we have two special in-house guests joining us to talk about incorporating technology and apps in the painting process. Jen Gura, our office manager.
Hey, nice to be here with you guys. It's super exciting. I've probably spoke to many of you homeowners on the phone personally, but it's great to be able to talk to you all at once.
You can always tell when it's a listener that's called because Jen goes, "No, that's not me. That's the other Jen." I'm Jen. You're asking for Jennifer.
Right, same name, different person.
And our newest team member, Lance Kunkel.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
You are just the guy that wears all the hats. I mean,
yeah,
we had a job description when you came on board. Yeah. I think that by the time you said yes to your first day in the office, it had already had like 9 revisions.
Yeah. it's an ever-changing thing, but I like it.
Well, and you roll with it very well. We love having both of y'all on the team. And why we brought you in this week is because we assigned you both with the task of exploring and testing these new apps for aiding homeowners that are trying to tackle a paint project. You would both be considered millennials, right? So you're both qualified, probably the most qualified in the office by age.
In the office.
Definition.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
To do this type of research.
Do you like avocado toast?
You know what? I probably would. So, okay. You know, if that says anything.
I like them separately. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how about together.
But. Okay.
How many different softwares did we test?
We tested three. There's three different phone apps that we tested. There was the Sherwin Williams app, there was the Dunn Edwards app, and then there was the PPG app.
So all of these apps were from paint manufacturers. None of them were independent of a manufacturer.
Correct.
Did they all restrict your options to their own color wheel?
Yeah, they all kind of suggested their own colors. You know, for example, when you use the Dunn Edwards app, they provide you with Dunn Edwards colors and their special names for their colors.
Which makes sense. It's not like they've got the other company's color wheel probably programmed right in their software. But in both regards, I mean, the variations and the look of colors probably most human eyes couldn't pick out.
Right, yeah. You got quite a selection with both companies.
So how does it work, Lance?
So I tested out the Sherwin-Williams Color Snap app.
Okay.
And so basically you open it up and you have a few options on what you want to do. You can either take a picture of whatever room you're standing in and say you already have a color in mind that you want to use, say you know the paint number or the name. You can look that up, apply it, you click your finger just right on the wall and it will completely apply that color that you chose on the wall.
I have my smartphone. Okay. I'm standing in my kitchen.
Right.
And I've got a solid wall.
Okay.
You know, the sink's behind me. My wall's over here. Got a little nook over there. So I've got my smartphone on. It's white right now.
Okay.
Navajo white. I take a picture or I put
You'll take a photo. Well, that's the thing about the Sherwin-Williams app. There's two ways to do it, actually.
Okay.
It can do it in real time, as they call it their...
like you're reading a QR code. It takes a picture physically in the app.
It'll automatically recognize through your camera different surfaces, and it'll let you know surfaces, you know, have been recognized, tap a color to paint the surface. And when you use that, I believe it's called InstaPaint. The color or the quality of the colors aren't so great when you just take a picture. And I think that has to do with the real-time loading of colors because it can get a little bit pixelated when you move the phone.
Okay.
But it does give you a good real-time, you know, you can sort of do a panoramic, move the phone around and see how the colors would work, especially if you're in a larger room. But then you also have the option just take a photo, and if you have a color in mind, you plug and play and see what you like.
And so you're just changing the color on that wall on your phone to see what it looked like until you're happy.
Right. And then, you know, say you don't know the color, and they have another feature there, which is they call it picture match or explore color. And you take a photo of anything, You hit OK, and the app itself will recognize it and pop up little blurbs with each different shade and the names. And so say you have maybe a plant outside or a rose and you really like the color, you can actually take a photo and see if they have something that closely matches that.
A paint color that would match the rose to match the inside of color you're looking to fill in your home.
Right, yeah. If they got something close to it, you'll get a result for that.
And does it offer multiple results, or do you have to like then go in and say, here's the result I found on your app. Can I have your fan decks and see color shades on either side of it?
It actually will let you, it'll show you the exact color you looked at, and then you do have options to go through that picture or that particular hue, that range of colors, whether, you know, from dark to light. So you can, you know, say the rose is dark red, you can go all the way to maybe violet to pink. You know, it'll show you that sort of range between colors.
Now, this has all been color selection. Is that where the app ends, or can it look at this wall and know that it's 12 feet wide, 8 feet tall, so it calculates your square foot and how much paint product you need?
Unfortunately, no, it does end with just the color selection, but
I bet you that's coming.
Yeah, you pitched that to their marketing team. I'm sure.
I think you just gave them
the suggestion. Did I just give away the next million-dollar idea live?
There you go, Romy.
That's
you
what
did
we do here. Just handing out ideas. Yeah. That's the Sherwin-Williams app. Jen, Dunn Edwards work the same way?
Pretty much. It's a little bit more limited than the Sherwin-Williams app. So Dunn Edwards, they have the Instacolor app. And I have an Android, so I went to the Google Play Store and I just started typing Dunn Edwards.
Okay, that's a great. Lance, was this on iPhone or Android?
That was an Android.
Both of these have been Android, okay.
Yep.
I think you're the only two in the office that are on Android.
Probably. I think everyone else has an iPhone.
We should have switched you up.
Make that three.
Oh, Gary's got one too.
All right, Android Gary. Too. go to the Play Store. I started typing in Dunn Edwards, and the Dunn Edwards Instacolor app was what popped up right away as a suggestion. And when you go to install it, it does have a couple of permissions, like it wants access to your photos and your camera. But it uses that, like the Sherwin-Williams app, you point your camera at a color or at a, you know, like we were saying, on a bloom, perhaps you have a beautiful purple bush outside and you really want that purple. You can point the camera at that bush and it will pick up the different colors. So when you're in the app, you don't have to have a login or any type of account to use the app. You can just log in and use it, or open the app and use it right away. You do have the option to create an account with Dunn Edwards. I didn't go that far as, you know, making an account and everything. You open it up and you have the option to either take a photo or browse your photos. So say you went to Sedona last weekend and you just loved the beautiful red of the rocks and you want to duplicate that color, you can upload that existing photo to the app and then select what part of the picture, the color that you actually want.
And see, this is something that could have solved Rosie's first question that he got stumped on when he started the radio broadcast 30 years ago, was the homeowner wanted the color of paint that matched yesterday's sunset.
Yeah, so if you had a picture of yesterday's sunset, upload it, and you can grab that beautiful orange tint that you wanted.
And with Instagram, I'm sure you could have jumped on there and found a picture of yesterday's sunset just your local sources. Upload it in your phone selection app. And then there was a third app that we looked at.
Yeah, the third app was PPG. And the only issues that we first came up with for the app itself to use it, unlike Sherwin-Williams and Dunn Edwards, you actually need a outside piece of hardware. They call it the Nix sensor. And it's just this little, maybe about an inch and a half high, but maybe an inch wide, and what you do is you set it down onto a color swatch, and it's got a little hole on the bottom, and then it senses the color. And using the PPG app, which you will connect to this device with Bluetooth, it will then upload all that information, color number, shade, the name, and that's how the PPG app works. They do, however, have a function on their browser. So you go to ppg.com. I think it works in any browser. I used Chrome. And you can upload a photo. And so I think I took a photo of the conference room. And it you're supposed to select surfaces like walls, the mantle, you know, and recognize tables and chairs, things that you're obviously not going to be painting. And for the most part, it did a good job. And, you know, you lose out on the color match feature because unless you have the Nix to scan it, you know, you go to the browser, it's just sort of tough luck in that regard. But you can, if you have an idea of the color, you can at least go and still visualize it.
And this color Nix, is that correct? Color Nix?
It's just Nix, N-I-X. They call it the Nix color sensor.
When you put it on a surface, it's supposed to look at that surface and then give you the closest match of what PPG paint offers. If you're trying to match that one.
Right.
So that's for color matching. Does it have the function where, you know, you could take all these different colors and put it over your surface so you can see what different colors you're trying to, you're trying to change the color?
Right, yeah, you can. And, I mean, for the most part, it works well. You select the wall, you select the color, and it will, you know, visualize that for you. And this could be because I took a bad photo, but there were a few times where it was mistaking things that were not paintable surfaces as the wall. And so the picture you would get is just would make no sense. So you just have to refresh it. And I will say it could have been just a bad photo on my end, but I'll have to go and test that out again.
Between all three of these, did we have an agreed favorite, or it's all closely enough minus the Nix color match feature?
Yeah, I think the Sherwin-Williams was our number one. Don Edwards very closely following it. Sherwin-Williams, because you have the option to kind of use live view, and you have a couple other, you know, variety of what you can do with the paint there. So that one was definitely first, followed by Don Edwards, you know, just for the fact that it was really good at picking up the colors, and it even kind of auto-selected different colors, so you didn't have to do too much messing around on the screen, and, you know, you can save and favorites and all that stuff, so... Definitely both very user-friendly. You can open them right up, use them, you know, no problem. There's not a big learning curve or anything to them.
Going back to Android or Apple app, which ones are which? Do you know?
So we both have Android.
Okay.
So all the apps that we tested, you can download them through the Play Store on Android.
Oh, okay.
We didn't test them on an iPhone. I would imagine that they work just the same, though.
I'm checking my app store right now just to check and see if they're there.
There you go.
Getting fact checked.
One was Color Snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which one was Color Snap? That was the
That's Sherwin-Williams.
Williams. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our guest last week was discussing that.
Yeah. So there's it is right there. Color Snap, Sherwin-Williams on iPhone. And the other one was what was done?
You had Instacolor.
Instacolor.
Yep.
Insta.
Yep.
And there's Don Edwards under Lifestyles, Instacolor. Okay, so there's the three different painting apps we tried out. We've got one more segment after this. It'll wrap up Painting Month here at Rosie on the House.